Yeah. Okay. Hello? I hope you gave Scotty a little pat on the back. Anyway. No, I guess it's too dangerous. Scott, does Henry think I should? What about this week? Maybe we're wrong. Scott's pretty sensitive to this area of the ground. No, we can't have negotiations going on. You raise hopes. Go ahead. Who else you talk to? Timmons is all set. Tell Carl Lopez and Timmons to make as many as they can. Now's the time to make brownie points for the hell of a lot of people. So if you would get the Timmons, Carl Lopez crowded, you and Scala can join in and, you know, help. And, you know, put your penny, you can use anybody you want around there. And then just get people love to be called. You know, just get in the line. Good evening. What do you say? You objecting? Good, good. I remember Taft made a good statement at the beginning. I have a thought. I don't know who is close to Taft, but here's a chance for him to step up. Tony wants to be president. That's an actual thing. Why doesn't he slap his colleague on the wrist today? You could say Bob, you could say first that I think you should know that once you go a little history that the president was, you mentioned when he came out, you know, for the month and said he stood for the president. I got the message to Tori that I recall the fact that when we had the famous Fund controversy in 1952, the first man to speak up in my defense was his father. And I just remembered that, and I said, I missed something that Bob Taft would step up to a tough one like this, tell him that to begin with. And then say, now look, that maybe he could just sort of take into the, you see, we cannot let the writer at this early, we cannot let his Saxby get away with this, that amount of census. Now, Bob may not speak up to it. Now, the other thing is, get a hold of McGregor or somebody who knows the Ohio situation, or I mean, I suppose we just don't have any political people around anymore, do we? We're the goddamn. But my point is, I would think that some of the two or three top Nixon people in Ohio, in other words, that's our state, ought to say, we will not support Saxby until he apologizes to the president. Now, and I'd have that said. Somebody should call President Wolf of the Columbus Dispatch. There's the editor out there is a great friend of ours, DeVille Carlton. And an editorial should be so written. Maybe this her client is out now to his condition around. Clausen could call him and say, Carl, this is the most disgraceful thing. It's got the town in an uproar here with the Democrats and we're standing by. He said this and now that he's got to be taken to task for this. Now I really mean now we've got to Goodell this guy. That's what I think you have to do. But he should be, that somebody should even call him and say, newsman and say, look, do you regret it? No, he'll then say, well, the bombing was unnecessary. And then he just, all right, and just hang right up on him. But I want, you understand, let's do it. Scott, now Devine, I think, is the better man than Lukens. Lukens is considered, have both do it, but Lukens is a sort of way outer. should call, you know, particularly the, not only the Congress Center, but you can call some of the top political types, you know, I mean the opinion maker types. He's good with them. The Howard Smith types, and the rest, he's awfully good with them. Oh, what happened there? Crosby was critical, or the Star was critical. Did they? Just got it in time, didn't we? That's right. I know, well, they have the old, they make the black constituency, they're trying to outfit the Post, which is a great mistake for them. They ought to be the conservative paper, have what you corner, the interview and everything. What the hell are we doing? What's the matter with your friend Smith's Hempstone? Why didn't you grab that? Incestuous, right? But what did I say they were going to change it? It's almost another thing too. We really find out there are stand-up people here, don't we? They all get out way at the end of the line. We just saw that thing up, and it probably. As it has been, it's probably just as well to get the Saxby's and the others the hell out of their lands. Let's find out. And Henry's newfound friends at Harvard, he now realizes, are no friends at all. And did you get Moynihan?